USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States has set another record for COVID vaccinations, administering more than 4 million shots on Friday. The CDC says that more than 59 million Americans have been fully vaccinated against the virus. Dr. Anthony Fauci says that he believes those who are fully vaccinated may not transmit the virus if infected and may no longer need to wear a mask. But the White House's chief medical advisor tells Fox News that he still recommends that those who are vaccinated keep masking up as a precaution until there's definitive data available.
But there is studies that are coming online now that are going to definitively prove that. And that's the reason why we say when that happens, we'll pull back on the recommendation of saying people who are vaccinated should continue to wear masks. It's very likely that they're not infective. But just to be sure and just to be cautious, you want to be conservative on the side of saying, wait till we get data where we can definitively prove that.
This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Tributes and condolences continue to flood in for fallen Capitol Police officer William Evans, the officer killed in Friday's attack on a security checkpoint at the U.S. Capitol. Flags at the White House have been ordered to half-staff until Tuesday evening for the father of two, who was an 18-year veteran of the Capitol Police Force. Representative Dina Titus says that in the wake of the attack, Congress has to look at what resources the Capitol Police need. But the Nevada Democrat tells Fox News that lawmakers can't turn this into a political battle.
These people are so brave, and they have so much to do with so little. They protect the members, they protect the building, they protect the staff and the press, and they have to protect themselves. So when we come back, we've got to take a hard look at what kind of resources we need, what kind of training we need. Do we need to hire additional members, as has been recommended? The worst thing that can happen is for this to become a political or partisan issue as opposed to a public safety concern.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Food and Drug Administration has authorized two changes to Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine that can provide extra doses from each vial. Wendy King reports from the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau.
The FDA is authorizing some changes that are expected to boost coronavirus vaccine supply and speed up the vaccination effort. Moderna says it will now start shipping 15-dose vials of its vaccine soon after showing the FDA different amounts of vaccine can be extracted from each vial using different types of syringes. The original vials were designed for 10 doses, and the FDA says providers can actually get 11 out of those vials. It's now sending new instructions to healthcare workers. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And the national championship game is set as the top two teams in the NCAA tournament will meet on Monday night. Baylor advanced to the title game by dismantling Houston 78-59. Five Bears scored in double digits, with Baylor building up a 25-point lead at the half. The other national semifinal game was the opposite of a blowout, as Gonzaga defeated UCLA in overtime 93-90 on a half-court heave at the buzzer from the Zags' Jalen Suggs. Gonzaga moved to 31-0 on the year with the win, becoming the 12th undefeated team to make it to the national title game, and the first since Kentucky in 2015. There hasn't been an undefeated champion in men's Division I basketball since the 1975-76 season, when the Indiana Hoosiers cut down the Nets with a 32-0 record. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.